Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar of Secure Free Society. Ernesto, I'm unfamiliar with the Peronistas and their relationship with the left, center-left in Brazil, especially as practiced by Lula da Silva and his inheritors these last two decades. Argentina is now said to have a Peronista candidate. Is that a positive for Brazil? Is a Peronista candidate understood as left of center and therefore comfortable for the pink tide of the region?
Well, John, in Argentina they say that everyone is a Peronista. So they have right wing Peronistas, left wing Peronistas, liberal Peronistas, interventionist or statist Peronistas. Right? So back in the 90s, they have the Peronistas of Carlos Menem, was extremely liberal, extremely pro American, and that was the beginning of the Mercosul, the integration with Brazil back then. But since 2002, 2003. The main line of Peronismo in Argentina has been the left wing and the new left, the 21st century socialism left, who want to build socialism on top of an alliance with drug trafficking, with organized crime, with terrorism, and so on. So and that's what brought them together in the fold, together with Lula and the Castros. In Cuba. So, yes, for 20 years, there has been this stronger and stronger alliance between the left in Brazil and the Peronistas in Argentina. Alberto Fernandez visited Lula in prison, and Lula was in prison. And now this goes beyond ideology. Argentina wants, the Peronistas in Argentina want Brazil to help bail out Argentina with the help of China as well. So to put Brazil in BRICS and to get money from BRICS and especially from China into Argentina so that Argentina is not dependent on the democratic West, on the IMF or the United States anymore, but on the totalitarian bloc. So that's their project. Not just, what passes for the right wing in Brazil, which is basically a makeshift right today. Basically, they let the left do whatever they want. They, I think, even the right in Brazil would be more comfortable with the re-election of a Peronista in Argentina than with a real conservative in Argentina, because this would remind Brazilians that, well, you can have a real conservative running for office and becoming a president, which no one envisions in Brazil at this moment. But that's it. Lula and the Peronistas are totally together.
Joseph, if everyone's a Peronista, I no longer have to ask that question. So we have the choices now offered, major choices. There are going to be many candidates. A man named Eduardo Di Pedro, allied with Kirchner, and a man named Massa, who's the finance minister. It looks like no matter who you choose, you're going to get a Peronista. Is that a good thing, Joseph? Argentina's always in money trouble.
Well, yeah, also, John, it's not necessarily the case. Everyone is a Peronist in Argentina. That's obviously a big line because it shifts across left and right. But I'll tell you who's not a Peronist in Argentina. Two front-running presidential contenders named Javier Milei, who's a Libertarian candidate, and Patricia Bullrich, who's from the center-right coalition that's developed under the former president, Mauricio Macri. Both of them are non-Peronists, and they campaign as non-Peronists inside Argentina, and I think they're the leading two contenders to become the next president of the country. Now, Sergio Massa, now the Peronist candidate, he's pretty much the candidate of Alberto Fernandez, the current president of Argentina. I think that's a weak hand, John, because he's the finance minister. And this is a country that's going under a financial crisis. It's a country that hasn't paid their debts. It's a country that basically the people in Argentina are clamoring for economic change. And so putting forth your finance economic minister in a country that's having major economic problems under your mandate, it's just, to me, a weak hand in moving into the election. So this, I think, spells a positive development for the more conservative, the more right of center candidates who I think are looking to take power in Argentina. So while Latin America has shifted left, it could be that Argentina is shifting in the opposite direction, which that is not unusual for Argentina, because Argentina does sometimes become the spoiler of regional trends. And they've done this in the past, and it potentially could do that this October with their election.
And Di Pedro, associated with Kirchner, she looks to remain in power, even though she's been disqualified by bad publicity. Is that correct? The Kirchners are still with us.
Yeah, and the Kirchners, I mean, even if Sergio Massa wins, the Kirchners are still going to be involved. The Kirchners have a ground game, and I don't mean like a political ground game. I mean, they have like an activist agitprop ground game that's very powerful inside the country. They're called the Campora, someone that now become political officials, congressional members. But Cristina Kirchner is a survivor. She stands to avoid all kinds of different problems. I mean, she's been convicted of corruption, and she still manages to maintain her seat in the vice presidency. So I think we'll see Kirchner still be around, but maybe not in a political power, in a position of political power as she is today.
We will speak to the recovery in Chile and Santiago from the flooding when we next meet. Ernesto Araújo, a former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.